Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author padminiarhant.com. I would like to share my thoughts on earthquake in Nepal. The recent earthquake in Kathmandu, Nepal, with death toll exceeding 4,000, is a humanitarian crisis. The disaster in the Himalayan region, causing destruction of lives and infrastructure, including cultural heritage sites, exacerbate local population suffering and evidently a major challenge for victims' families in search of survivors to rescue them from the ordeal. The lack of preparedness to mitigate losses further contributes to carnage. Earthquake impacts beyond human tragedy, leaving structures in rubbles and monuments in ruins with no hope of recovery. Relief operations might provide emergency care. However, continuous global support is essential to rebuild the nation and restore normal conditions to resume life. The extraordinary plight could not be easily alleviated, considering various constraints, notwithstanding reliability on international aid reaching the citizens in dire needs. Nonetheless, the people cannot be deprived of necessary assistance, ranging from medical treatment to food supplies in the critical moment following the devastating seismic activity. The aftershocks are the worst, often felt at the least expected times, with severe damages to life and property. Although tremors experienced prior to catastrophe serve as warning, the developing nations would largely benefit from technological assessment to prevent massive casualties, with planning and implementing evacuations that could save lives in such eventuality. Furthermore, adopting safety measures and educating masses on self-protective means, beginning with seeking secure shelter upon calamity striking the area, and other useful advice on prohibiting actions related to fire hazards in addition to survival requirements would be informative and effective. The government and humanitarian agencies run help centers could always be available to meet demands, from food stocks to medicine and water distribution in the likelihood of incidents endangering life, especially in the zones prone to natural adversity. I convey my condolences to grieving citizens in Nepal and urge international community to come forward and extend generosity to people in the unfortunate situation, wishing courage and strength to all those enduring grave circumstances since the upheaval. Peace to all. Thank you. This is Padmini Arhant, author padminiarhant.com. Would like to thank you all for your attention. I will be back with more on other issues and share my concerns on developments worldwide. Thank you.